This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, good morning. And as we get this day going, we just want to turn to the Bible and see what God has to say into our lives. And you need to remember that when we do that, we're not just reading some interesting literature. We're not just getting some good moral principles, but rather we are meeting with God himself. That's why he gave us the Bible, not to make us more knowledgeable or more religious, but rather to interact with us, to reveal himself to us. And we miss so much that God offers to reveal of himself to us when we just don't open our Bibles. So each day you should start your day with a little time with your Bible open, saying, God, please speak to me about my life, about yourself, about my relationship with you. God loves to answer that prayer. We read last week all of Romans chapter 10 in one day. And you know, sometimes when you are having your time with God in the Bible, you can read several chapters at a time and just sort of receive the flow of thought that's going on in that passage of scripture. And sometimes just a few verses will jump out at you and you'll spend your whole time just reading over them several times, really thinking about them and letting them go a lot deeper. I want to go back and go through some of the verses in Romans chapter 10. And I especially want to come to these verses from 9 to 13 today, where the Apostle Paul is writing in the book of Romans in the Bible, and he says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, that is, if you recognize Jesus not just as some story from the past, but truly as God the Son, who has come into our world to have a living relationship with us. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call upon him. For whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. I hope you can see the open invitation in these verses to anyone who will turn to God through Jesus Christ. Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. He says there's no distinction between Jew and Greek, and he's writing to the Roman community where there was a mixture of Jews and Greeks, and the Jews were so religious and caught up in all the traditions of their religion, but they still needed a living relationship with God. And the Greeks were more sort of pagan and secular. But Paul says it doesn't matter which group you're in, whether you're religious or secular. Whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. That is, you can come into this living relationship with God, be saved from a life that is just lived on your own willpower, on your own energy, a life that is impossible to live as it needs to be lived. Only with God's help can you live in a way that reflects a living relationship with him, that is life the way it was intended to be when he made us in the first place. And the only way into that life is through faith in Jesus Christ. God has made a way, and he's waiting for you to take his way, to be saved from a meaningless life into a life that's full of meaning and purpose. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.